Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Oh, kia ora, Nat. How are you?
Morena, I'm good.
It is nice to have you here in the studio this morning.
Thank you.
Astute listeners will hear we've got a new sponsor for the segment called Foodprint, which is very cool. You use them often, don't you, Tess?
Yes, my flatmate and I tend to use it to get cake. At the end of the day. You know that afternoon sweet spot where you need a sweet spot?
And you need a little piece of cake.
Yeah. And it's good. It's just an app where you cafes can put in their end of day food, kind of.
Yeah, it's really good. It means there's less waste and it's more, you know, goes to the places where it's needed and it's cheap as well. Yeah. So get on it, folks. Foodprint, that's the one.
Shout outs.
What are we talking about today, Nat?
We're going to talk about some salads.
Salad.
I'm very excited about this because I've been thinking about what kind of sides I'm going to do for my Christmas dinner.
Oh, yes.
So I feel like this could be some inspiration.
Yeah, and there's like heaps of potlucks and picnics and stuff like that. So I thought it would be good. And I've been making some salads at home. So I've got, a few recipes to share.
Yum. Okay,
very exciting. What have we got?
So the holy grail of salads for me, or something to take to a potluck that is very minimal effort but maximum impressing, which
is
important when
is.
You're competing.
Exactly.
Jokes. Is a caprese salad, and we're in summer now, the tomatoes are starting to be palatable. So this is just a salad of sliced tomato, fresh basil leaves, and sliced mozzarella.
Yum.
So you kind of layer it around the plate. Most people would have seen this, I think, is slices of tomato, then a basil leaf, then a piece of mozzarella. And you just kind of go around in a circle, layering it all around, and then drizzle it with some really nice olive oil, if you like a little bit of balsamic.
Ooh.
Just before people start to
eat. I've made that mistake before. Don't do
otherwise
that.
It looks grey and yuck. and just some nice salt and cracked pepper.
Yum.
And Massimo's, which is a New Zealand cheese brand, do a really great, quite affordable mozzarella as well.
Nice.
I think you can get it in all major supermarkets.
Is that
now.
The one with the man with the little hat on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. And they do all types of Italian cheeses.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good. And then a riff on that one, on the caprese salad, is a salad that you can buy at Lillian in Greylands.
Oh, nice.
Which is, again, chopped tomato and stracciatella, which is... Have you guys had burrata?
Yes.
Yep.
Delicious.
So that's like the mozzarella ball with the creamy stuff in the middle. So stracciatella is pretty much just the stuff in the middle.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
So it's like stringy... creamy.
Oh, yum.
You just put some stracciatella across the tomatoes, and they do it with oregano and shallots, which is finely sliced shallots.
Raw shallots?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Maybe their ones are pickled, but I would just put them on like raw, thinly sliced.
Yum.
And lots of olive oil, salt and pepper. Delicious.
Can
and
you
easy.
Buy stracciatella?
Yes, stracciatella.
Stracciatella.
You can get it at Faro Massimo's. Okay. Do a really nice one as well.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the impressive, because someone would be like, oh, mozzarella, and you'd be like, no.
You'd be like,
stracciatella.
How many burratas did you murder to get all of that stracciatella out? The next two both vegan, I think, and this one's kind of my go-to salad. Basically, I go to restaurants, eat salads, and then try and make them at home a lot
Fair
of
enough.
The time.
Fair
which
enough.
Is, you know, is
great
cool.
way to get inspo.
Yeah, so this one's from Loretta in Wellington, which is a great restaurant on Cuba Street. They do this beautiful roast broccoli and roast cauliflower salad with spinach and a tahini dressing.
Yum.
Which is really good. So basically you try and burn a little bit the broccoli and cauliflower in the oven just with a little bit of oil and salt. Let it cool completely.
I like a recipe where it literally says burn it a bit. I'm like, I can do that. That is within my ability.
Yeah, it's in my warehouse. And then you let that cool completely on the tray and toss it with some fresh baby spinach leaves, some seeds, and then you make a tahini dressing with 3 tablespoons of tahini and 1/4 of a cup of hot water. And then once that cools as well, so you could do this while the broccoli's roasting, you zest a lemon and juice that lemon, and then you add that to the tahini water mixture. Once it's cool, add quite a bit of salt.
Nice.
That really elevates tahini, in my opinion, and some pepper, and just taste and adjust as you like. And then you kind of drizzle that over last minute as well, just before you serve the salad. And that's a great one to take with you because it doesn't need to be hot. The dressing stays really good at room temperature. And
that sounds mean. I'm going to definitely try that out.
Me too.
Burn some stuff.
Sounds relatively easy as well.
Yeah. This is a salad that I made the other day, which again has a tahini dressing, but it's a Japanese style. No surprise. and basically it's blanched green beans and asparagus and broccoli. So that's just a quick boil and then cool it down in some ice water.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd only want to do that for a few minutes. Excuse me. And then you boil some corn as well, which is just coming into season, which is so delicious.
Yum, I'm so excited about corn season.
Me too. And some green peas. So all of that stuff is cold.
That sounds like a very... It's already just hitting all the summer notes really there, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's refreshing and it's such a lovely time to eat vegetables this time of year. I get quite excited about it. you cut the corn off the cob and kind of chuck everything together. So it's chopped small. And then you make a dressing out of 60 grams of tahini, 2 tablespoons of sesame oil, 2 tablespoons of sugar. You could do 1, it was quite a sweet dressing. And 2 tablespoons of tamari or soy sauce and 2 tablespoons of rice vinegar. So it's a really sweet, nutty dressing, and it's so good on cold, just cooked, crunchy vegetables. Then with the corn as well. It's really delicious.
Sounds very nice.
Very nice. I think these are all going into my repertoire.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm very bad at forgetting I'm meant to be going to a potluck and then at the last minute being like, oh no, I'm going to make sad potato salad or something like that. But I'm going to try these ones out.
Yeah, try the caprese salad. That's easy. You just grab a couple of balls of mozzarella, a couple of tomatoes and...
We've had a text from someone who said mozzarella anywhere else in the world is like super cheap. Like in Germany, it's €1. Why are we paying so much for basic foods in NZ? It's like, shake my fist. Yeah. I feel that. I absolutely feel that. It's frustrating, eh?
Absolutely. That we were in Italy in 2017, and I'd just stand in front of the mozzarella fridge in a supermarket and just be like, oh my god, but this one's only €2, but this one's like 1.50, and then just try a whole bunch of them.
Were they all really nice as well?
Oh, totally. It is a bit expensive. I think you can get the Mossimo's mozzarella is maybe about $5.50 for a large ball.
It's pretty good.
Maybe Pack and Save Royal Oak.
Nice. Shout out.
Stop buying Australian mandarins, guys.
Also true.
that's a pretty good price.
Yeah, I think so. Also, if you're doing like a big meal for a bunch of people as well, that's a cheap way of doing it too.
Yeah. And you can also, if you want to stretch it out, you could just cut the balls in half and then do half circles. So you're not doing full slices.
That's a good tip.
Be a little thrifty.
Very nice. Thank you very much, Nat. I will be trying those out.
Someone has texted in saying, are the recipes on your website? I'm driving, so I can't write it down. You do have an Instagram, which is I'm Spinning Plates.
Yes, so you can follow me on Instagram. Also, you can catch this on the B-cast. I think you guys put it up.
We'll pop it up in the B-cast.
Yeah, so you can re-listen and,
Excellent
stuff. Or DM me. I'll give you some recipes.
Hit up the DMs. See you, Nat.
See ya.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM, thanks to Foodprint, the only food ordering app you need.
Thank you very much.